This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
He's dribbling the ball with everything on the line. He's driving down the pitch. He's facing price hikes and cuts past them. Carrier Contracts tries to block him. Oh, he leaves him in the dust. He's at the edge of the box. He cuts past the nonstop group chat trash talk. He clears on goal. He shoots. No! Unlimited data for $25 a month forever!
Visit your local Boost Mobile store today to get unlimited data with a price that never changes. Boost Mobile. After 30 GB, customers may experience lower speeds. Customers will pay $25 a month as long as they remain active on the Boost $25 unlimited plan.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show Podcast.
Social media connect.
We hear you. We read and see every single thing, comment, email, suggestion that rolls in. So keep it all coming. You can also call anytime, 877-310-4MSJ. We have an email from Cynthia. This is about the collectible Red Lobster glasses that Murphy's mom used to collect. You had the lighthouse and you had, I remembered you saying there was a naked lady glass.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't remember that.
You would.
We have the lighthouse one.
Cynthia said the naked lady was indeed a mermaid on the Red Lobster glass. Google, guys. Use the Google and have a great day.
Yeah. That's right. Always Google.
We still have the lighthouse. I use it as a vase. When we have a little bunch of flowers. Mm-hmm.
So the lighthouse doesn't have the mermaid on it.
No.
It's a different
glass. They're very different. They're very different. Okay. This also rolled into MurphySamAndJody.com from Doug. In regards to men's shapewear, we were sharing that over the summer again that, you know, Sam sometimes wears shapewear. Murphy bought one too.
Only fancy occasions.
Yeah.
You have one.
Yeah. Like I've only worn it once.
Is it the whole t-shirt? Or is it like a... It's sleeveless.
Yeah, it's sleeveless.
Okay. I was recommended to wear shapewear as back support, as I have lower back issues. This is from Doug. I have what amounts to corsets, high-waisted briefs, boxers, and adult onesies. They do keep the pressure off of my lower back, as well as support the abdomen. When shopping, go for the ones with whalebone. Without vertical supports, they quickly bunch up in the middle. The onesies can't slide down as they start at the shoulders. They have an adjustable compression waist belt and are you can take care of personal needs in them.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Without having to get undressed. Women have known that forever. Well, women who've been wearing shapewear forever know that you can go to the ladies' room without having to take the whole thing off. There's a little door.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Doug called it something else that I decided not to say here on the show. But
that's great, Doug. You know, the only high-waisted briefs I ever had were involuntary in school, you know, on the playground.
Those are called wedgies.
Okay. It's so funny because I didn't know that shapewear for men was a thing until we were talking about shapewear and the mistakes that people make with it. Mainly the biggest mistake is buying it too small. By your size. It's meant to smooth at your size. And then that's when Sam admitted that he... sometimes wears the shapewear. Does yours have a little door?
No, I only have the top, the shirt. Okay. Don't need a door.
Love hearing from you. Keep it coming.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today. And next, Sam has music news.
Got another big artist being added to the FIFA World Cup final this Sunday.
Sam's got music news.
More and more artists being added to the FIFA World Cup closing ceremony / final game in MetLife Stadium this Sunday in New Jersey. Post Malone is now on the bill.
He's the headliner.
He's the headliner for the before the closing ceremonies, which are going to happen like 2 hours before the match.
The match.
Game, whatever they're called. He's going to be doing that one. That's where Tom Cruise is going to be, too. We still don't know what he's doing. Nicole Scherzinger, Robbie Williams performing before the game. Jennifer Hudson, then we'll do the national anthem.
That's now, so good.
I got some more information, too, on the halftime show. Madonna, of course, headlining that one. But I mean, headlining along with Shakira and Justin Bieber and BTS and a lot of them, it's an 11-minute halftime show.
Just like the Super Bowl. That's a lot of artists. They must be doing one thing together.
That's cool. Or just switching things off.
Quickly.
And, you know, PS22 chorus from New York is going to be performing with Coldplay as well at halftime. Ooh. And the Sesame Street Muppets. Yay!
That's sweet. Cool. Okay, that's halftime. Big.
Got some insider info on the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce wedding. This comes from Pat McAfee.
Oh, yeah?
Even though all the guests had to sign a non-disclosure, Pat's like on his show the other day, he just started talking. He said his favorite thing was Avril Lavigne doing Skater Boy. She hopped up on stage and he said what happened was it's like a musician would get up there and perform and then call out another musician who would come up and get on stage and perform. And a couple of the other highlights that, you know, I'd read about this one, Paul McCartney did I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I believe it. I
wanna hold your hand.
Apparently he hadn't done that in like 60 years. So you know,
wow.
And Stevie Nicks performed as well.
Well, if the public is ever going to be let in on any of this, it'll be from Taylor, because you know everything
is
filmed.
I wonder if that's what the NDA is for. Was the entire thing actually filmed to turn into something else?
Wouldn't you film your own wedding?
But I mean for display for others. Everybody films their weddings.
Talk about the pressure for the videographer, huh?
Yeah.
You better not screw this one up. And got some news for you about Florida-Georgia Line.
Baby, you a song you made me want to
roll. It surprised everybody at CMA Fest in Nashville a couple months ago, and everybody's like, oh, are they back together? Are they back together? The guys say, now, yes, we have been talking.
Oh.
We're putting something together. No new music yet, but look for a tour and some concert dates in 2027.
Coming up next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
There's a trailer for a new movie that's coming to theaters in November that I finally watched. And I wanted to cry. And Sam was laughing. But it's called I Play Rocky. And it's about a young Sylvester Stallone and all that he had to do. He was a struggling actor. All he had to do to get Rocky made and to be the one to play the lead. It's called I Play Rocky.
You wrote this in 3.5 days. Touch someone like Chuck Bronson, or we could do Eastwood.
Guys, I play Rocky.
I have no idea what that means.
The actor who plays a young Sylvester Stallone might as well be his son.
Yeah, and Murphy, that's why I was laughing. Every time he spoke, it's like, it sounds like Stallone.
Exactly.
Does he look like him?
Are you kidding me? Yes. And the parts of this that you have to go watch this trailer that they recreated to be like the movie. Exactly. I mean, exactly the sweats he was wearing when he runs up the steps, like all of the training. Carl Weathers, it's not Carl Weathers. There's an actor named Stephen James who plays Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, it's Anthony Ippolito who plays Sylvester Stallone. And it looks incredible, this movie. It's about how Rocky got made, which, if you don't know the story, is one of the most inspirational that Hollywood ever gave us. So the movie in theaters in November. Go check the trailer now.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
You know, when you live with somebody or you're with them a lot, real spouse, work spouse, whatever it may be, you know their little nuances. You know things about them that they don't even realize.
When you're around somebody that long, whether it's at home or at work, you learn their patterns, especially when something is off and something changes. You're like, whoa.
Well, I'm not talking about patterns. I'm talking about nuances. For instance, I'm talking about you, Murphy.
All right.
Sam, I know you were just glad I wasn't talking about you, but Murphy and I are married. We've been married a long time. It took me a long time to understand your facial expressions. When Murphy's thinking about something, he can look really intense.
Yeah.
He's just thinking about how to solve a problem or how to get to his appointment on time.
When I'm in thought, my face goes intense?
Yeah, and there's times when we're talking to you and it's like he's thinking. So
Oh, you can tell I'm freezing?
I cannot tell you how many times I've misread you. I'm like, what are you upset about? And you're like, I'm not upset. I'm just trying to figure out how to get to the, you know, my appointment today. Because because when you get deep in thought, you're so expressive.
Okay.
So I finally have learned, is there something wrong? Or is he just trying to figure out how to get lunch?
Yeah.
Fast forward to one of my favorite moments, which we didn't mention in yesterday's After the Show podcast, from vacation with our girls.
Okay.
Murphy was on our way home. So we were on this flight on the way home, and it was me, the window seat, yay, Phoebe in the middle, and then Taylor on the aisle, and then you were on the other aisle on the end where you want to be. Everybody gets to sit where they want to. And so you were in your own world, in your own head, and Taylor and Phoebe started cracking up laughing, and I'm like, what's funny? And Phoebe goes, look at Dad.
What was I
and
doing?
I looked over at you, and I'm like, oh, he's just thinking. And they were like, we know that you were just deep in thought about something. God only knows.
And you could tell what? You could tell it in my face.
You were planning.
Yeah, it was
thinking.
Like, it's like this.
Yeah, it's the eyebrows.
Really?
Go, oh, Murphy.
Yeah, it's like, is he mad? Is he thinking?
Wow, okay.
That's how so often I misread you for years and years, almost on eggshells around you, because when you're thinking, which is all the time, I used to think that you were about to drop some bad news or something.
Okay. Wow. Well, thanks for waiting this long to tell me.
Here's three things to know today.
Number one, of course, you can still eat at Taco Bell, but yes, they're tracing and they're on a contamination investigation for cyclosporiasis, this outbreak tied to this lettuce used by Taco Bell in 34 different states.
Oh, wow. I thought it was like one state.
Well,
it's
it was
all
a few
over.
States, wow. And then the outbreak spread.
Yeah.
So Taco Bell, of course, has pulled certain ingredients, including lettuce, from select restaurants as a precaution. Just know they're taking a precaution as the investigation goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, your device wallpaper, whatever picture you select to be your background, apparently says a lot about you and your personality. The number one thing for choices for your phone, for your lock screen, family photos topping the list.
Yeah.
Nature scenes also there. A popular one is, you know, a personal memory that means something to you. But they say for romantic partners, not as popular as your favorite pet. Oh. And number three, thanks for sending this to me, Sam. You're not the only one. The original Luke Skywalker lightsaber used by Mark Hamill in The Empire Strikes Back sold at auction for a whopping $3.75 million.
Wow.
More than it was expected. It was actually used on screen and all of that.
Well, it's a real one. It works.
To me, yeah. Does it do anything?
No.
It doesn't do anything.
No.
And shouldn't it end up in a museum?
Probably. It might be gifted to somebody.
It'll end up in somebody's basement.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week. Number five.
It's been 10 years. It was July of 2016 when we first got Stranger Things. So Netflix and the Duffer Brothers teamed up for a special little thing. You can go look at it now on Netflix and just online for their 10th anniversary. A lot of the cast members came back separately, sat down on the sofa in, you know, that house with the lights strung up behind and looked at old Polaroids of them on the set in like the first season.
All of these make me so happy.
Come on, let's look at these.
This David Harbour, Millie Bobby Brown, Finn Wolfhard, like Maya Hawke, Winona Ryder, all those names. You can go back and watch that and sort of relive it with them.
Number four.
This weekend at the box office, it's the big one. A big one from Christopher Nolan and I guess Homer. The Odyssey.
I'm no longer sure I even remember it.
That is why mortals are stronger.
Matt Damon is Odysseus, okay? And it's huge. It's a huge cast. Anne Hathaway, Robert Pattinson,
Tom Holland,
Zendaya,
yeah,
Lupita Nyong'o, Charlize Theron is in this movie. Of course, it took him forever to make it. I just want you to know it's rated R, 2 hours, 52 minutes for The Odyssey.
Wow, which, that's a bit long, huh?
That's an epic for you.
It is an epic, and that's exactly what it is.
Number three.
Friday the 13th is getting a prequel, and it looks really good, and it's coming to Peacock. And it's the origin story of Jason, because if you remember from the first movie, it wasn't really Jason killing all the teenagers in the woods. It was his mother, played by Linda Cardellini.
It all started when that kid drowned last summer.
Jason!
She goes crazy, loses her mind. He becomes that way. It's called Crystal Lake. We get it in October of this year.
Number two.
This is a big story. Murphy, to celebrate its 10th year anniversary, La La Land is returning to theaters. Ryan Gosling,
so
Emma Stone. This movie went on to be a major Academy Award winner. It won 6 that year, okay? Best Director, Best Original Score, Best Actress for Emma Stone. And so in August, You're going to be able to go see it on the big screen again and sing along and all that good stuff. And pay attention to the dance numbers because they're incredible. Yeah.
Number one.
Don't forget that this weekend is the finale, the FIFA World Cup closing ceremonies and that final match. And we know Jennifer Hudson is doing the national anthem. We have this big halftime show. But for the closing ceremony, we also have Tom Cruise. So everybody thinks he might be, you know, rappelling down or diving or who knows what he's going to do. He's not just going to sit there and wave.
Yeah.
Look for that. Look for Tom on Sunday.
Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week. Coming up next, your morning pick-me-up.
Morning pick-me-up time.
Yeah, you usually don't hear the word cat and hero in the same sentence.
Well, usually you hear the firefighter is the hero who's saving the
cat. But the cat is the hero in today's morning pick-me-up. It involves a burglary that was going on in Lake County, Florida.
Yeah.
Sheriff's deputies got a call that some lady was attempting to force her way into an unoccupied home. So the deputies showed up. They found out she had gotten in, taken keys and everything, taken a car and driven somewhere else. So they found where the car was. And they're like, okay, let's find this lady. They got
and find the stuff. She took stuff from this home,
some stuff from the home, too. Yeah, okay. A wallet and all that. So they had the helicopter. They had the sheriff's drone out there. And they even had the canine dog, Chief. He was out there sniffing around for her. Couldn't find her anywhere. They look over by a shed, and there's a cat sitting there. And he's kind of doing that thing like, you know, how they rub against stuff. And he's just walking around by the door of the shed. And so the police said, well, you know, there's got to be a reason the cat's doing that.
Well, cats just do that, but that's good on the sheriff.
Usually, it's like somebody's involved or somebody's around that the cat is, you know.
Oh, you're right.
Trying
okay.
to do all that.
Okay.
So they say, let's go check it out. They look in the window and they see movement. Lady's in there. So they said, come on out. We're going to send the canine dog in if you don't come out. She didn't. They sent the dog in. The dog apprehended the woman.
Oh, wow.
Et cetera, et cetera.
So the cat was like really the reason they found her.
The cat was the hero here because the cat, you know, in my cartoon brain, I'm thinking the cat's probably pointing.
Pointing.
Right here. Right here. And the cat was probably not too happy that the dog came in and took over.
About
either.
To say.
You know, hey, this is my collar. But the deputies did say they are going to make the cat an honorary deputy.
Oh, that's cute.
So whose cat was it? Was this just like a stray?
I think it was just a neighborhood cat.
Oh, yeah, wow, that's crazy.
Who, you know, you're right. She probably just like, there's somebody in this shed.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go in there.
They saw the lady, you know, probably saw the lady run in there and it's like, hey, let me hang around the door. Maybe there's food involved.
Right.
Yeah, or maybe he did smell food or something. But she had to have known she was going to get caught at some point if she stole a vehicle and took everything. You know?
Not burglars. Yeah. They don't think that way. They don't think that way, but I can tell you, this reminds me of like when you're a kid and you're playing hide and seek and the dog is the one that
gives you away
or a cat.
Cats can do it too.
Right. Give that cat a badge.
All right. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Disney Plus has ordered a pilot reboot of The Mickey Mouse Club. Filming is already underway in Los Angeles. It's a cast of 11 new up-and-comers, names you'll know maybe soon, like Hudson Stone and Brooklyn Pitts and other young performers. You know, it's music, it's self-expression, all those things.
They bring back the Mickey Mouse Club every now and then.
Correct, because it also it's launched the careers of, like, well, Britney Spears. I mean, do we all forget that it wasn't just, like, homegrown? Like, she started working and then blew up there. Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, and even Ryan Gosling.
Doesn't seem to matter.
Mickey Mouse Club is where he started.
Yeah.
And look where he is today. So we'll get it soon, and it'll be on Disney Plus, of course. Yeah. And then hopefully what their hope is to produce an actual Britney or Justin or Ryan. Moving on to... We have some good news in the John Wick world.
I don't sit at the table.
Donnie Yen, who played the assassin Kane in the John Wick Chapter 4 and in John Wick movies, he shared this week that that's a wrap. They finished his movie.
Oh.
Follows the events of John Wick 4, and it's all about him. The word is, it's titled Kane.
Coming up next, you know, after that big bison incident, how far you really should stay away from wild animals in a national park.
You saw that the National Park Service decided and announced not to euthanize that bison that tossed that grandfather, Mr. McDaniel, into the air.
The one that went viral
earlier this week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't his fault, though, the bison, because somebody honked a horn.
Someone honked a horn. Startling. And they say that at certain times of the year, animals, wild animals, males, are even more aggressive, and they think that could have happened in this case, too. The bison.
I guess the criteria would be is if they're really a continued danger to others, that's part of the decision. But this was so random.
Yeah.
He was the distance he should have been.
According to the National Park Service, all animals require a distance of 75 feet to 150 feet in national parks. You need to know to stay back. Ironically, the number one reason that people have problems with animals in the Grand Canyon is squirrel bites. Yeah. I guess the squirrels are aggressive there. Yeah.
Well, Mr. McDaniel was far enough away. He was 300 feet away, so he was outside of that recommendation. Is it safe for squirrels?
About 20 feet.
Yeah, right. I haven't dug into the squirrel stuff. We did look into for you black bears and brown bears in national parks. Look, the first time I was a child in the Smoky Mountains with my dad and my family, and there was a black bear, and my dad was so excited to see it. He walked to it. He went to it.
Oh.
Yeah, and...
Not a good idea.
No.
When you and I have done that with our daughters, Taylor and Phoebe.
Walk to bears?
We've never walked to them. We've driven by and we've seen them, but we've never,
I know. It's a person like me. I don't know if Mr. McDaniel felt this way, but I'm in awe of seeing something wild that up close.
And I think a lot of people are, and we humanize animals.
Yeah, they're not. They're wild.
Yeah.
So here's what to know. For black bears, well, bears in general, keep your distance, and if they see you, they're most likely going to want to go away from you. Speak calmly. Let them know you're a human, not a prey animal. If they hear you, they know that's sort of foreign.
They speak English?
Yeah, no kidding.
I am not a prey animal.
Don't run. It triggers their instinct to chase you.
Show them your license, Sam.
Human!
For black bears, don't play dead. Make yourself look big, okay? For brown bears, like grizzlies, you're supposed to play dead. I mean, good luck.
Get that. I mean, grizzlies are dangerous anyway. There's nothing that you're going
to
do.
Scared to death of grizzlies.
At the end of the day, just keep your distance, right?
Follow the National Park Service's recommendations.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Number one, the FIFA World Cup final is this Sunday with Spain battling it out against Argentina.
You know, number three and four have to play tomorrow.
I know.
The consolation
They're
game.
Happy to play, I'm sure. Look how far they made it.
We're number four. We're number four.
I don't think that's the way it goes down. However, realize that Spain is the favorite here. You know, they only allowed one goal during the seven matches of this tournament.
Oh.
Spain, favorite to win on Sunday. That doesn't mean they will. Is their favorite. Number two, apparently it's not the 70s, 80s, or 90s that we miss so much. We're not longing for those clothes or trends.
Good old days.
What we actually miss is being unreachable, not being bombarded with constant news and notifications. Something about the way we live today, not the best for mental health.
Or so, I'll call you when I get home because I don't have a phone.
You feel like you miss the 80s or the 90s. It's what you miss is the feeling of not living the way we live now. Just a note for mental health. And number three, why is cream of wheat trending? It is. Well, on social media, they say it's because of grocery prices. People are finding that, you know, you can buy a box for $5 and it gives you two dozen servings.
Oh.
So everybody's learning to love this hot cereal again. And if you log on, you can find all kinds of new ways to cook it with perfect consistency. And it taps into that old comfort food we're all looking for.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
Got a Food Dude special edition here.
Okay, Sam.
A lot of times in doing Food Dude, when I bring you all the new stuff, I come across stuff like at Burger King, McDonald's, wherever, from Japan or in Germany. And it's like, there's no point talking about it because we can't
get it
here.
Right.
But this goes back to my vacation in Chicago with my son, Sammy.
Yeah.
McDonald's headquarters is there.
Okay.
And Hamburger University is there, too.
Oh, cool.
And at McDonald's headquarters, they have a global menu. They bring in some of the stuff from around the world.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. So we went just to try the global menu. We didn't get any of the normal stuff. Mm-hmm. I had a Kung Pao Double McChicken from China.
That sounds delicious.
It was. My only critique of it is it could have used a little more Kung Pao sauce, but it tasted just like Kung Pao chicken.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That's a normal menu item there.
In China.
It makes sense.
Well, here at this global one, or at the headquarters, they rotate out the menu every 12 weeks, like every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we had that. We had the mango curry McWrap.
Oh,
I was waiting for Murphy
good.
To say something.
Yeah, because I'm not a big curry fan. How was
it? It was actually a sweet curry, which was unusual.
That's different. Okay.
And that was actually good in a cheesy onion burger from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. It was like sauteed onions on the hamburger.
Sauteed onions? That okay. sounds...
Yeah. Well, you know, regular McDonald's hamburger is just onion.
Yeah. Diced onions. Yeah.
Yeah.
This was sauteed. It was good. Mm. My favorite thing was the dessert. They have this thing called McPops in Spain. They're like little... jelly donuts. You're not jelly donuts of powdered on the outside.
Yeah.
Three little ones in an order. One was jelly, one was hazelnut, and the other was Biscoff.
Ooh,
Biscoff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fancy for McDonald's.
And they were like little, they were like, you know, pop them in. It was cool going and trying stuff that is supposedly sold in other countries.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Was the bread, like, you had a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Was the bread the same?
Yeah, it was.
Because that's one of my friends that I used to work with a long time ago. Her favorite, she loved McDonald's. And the reason she loved it was the smell of the bread. No matter where you went in the world and ordered a cheeseburger or whatever sandwich, mm-hmm. the bread always was the same and smelled exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah, the bread was fine.
And it smelled the same.
Yeah. The only thing that was different, I think, was the chicken. It was a double McChicken, whatever. But I think the chicken was a little thinner than the regular McChicken mm-hmm. patties because
okay.
they put two on there.
Sure.
Tons of lettuce. And that Kung Pao sauce was just so good.
You know, you would think those things would go over here in America fine,
yes,
too.
Yes, there's a lot of them. It's like, let's try it.
Yeah. Coming up, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
On the way next, though, it is Grateful Friday.
Murphy, Sam, and Jody's Grateful Friday.
Love having you along for it. Kristen sent this email. Hello, guys. First of all, love your show.
Thank you.
I'm so glad today is Grateful Friday. I write this email with tears and yet joy in my heart. After 20 years in the same job, today will be my last day. I have been through three owners and a couple different positions in this company. I have worked with some incredible customers, suppliers, and coworkers. I take many wonderful memories and friends with me. I'm trying to think of my new job as a career, as career number two. Again, love you guys and listen every day. Thank you, Kristen. Kristen
you.
Didn't tell us about exactly what she did. I know Sam's like, what kind of customers? What kind of stuff?
Yeah. Well, Kristen, we hope the move is a step up and, you know, and your new second career is happy for you, too.
We have this also from Amy. Hello, love listening. I don't get to listen as much anymore. I work from home, but anytime I hear you guys now, it makes me think of this story when my daughter, Afton, was around 9 years old. We talk about it when we hear you guys and laugh. We've said for several years that we were going to write and tell you. We just never have. So listening now at my desk motivated me to finally send this message. We used to listen on the way to work and school. And one day, I didn't have the radio on. And from the back of my minivan, she says, turn on Turkey, Ham, and Jody. In my laughter, I said, it's Murphy, Sam, and Jody. That's their names. And she said, oh, well, I really thought they were trying to be funny and sound like a sandwich since they're always talking about food.
Oh, that's
hope
cute.
You enjoy it and laugh out loud. Have a great day from Amy and Afton. Turkey, Ham, and Jody.
I bet you like that, don't you?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's cute. Sounds like something we should make.
Yeah, we would actually consider that, you know, if the business cards weren't so expensive to redo.
Oh, that's so cute. And by the way, I love the name Afton. What a great name.
Yeah, that's
it's different.
You
it's
don't
special.
Hear that every day. Yeah.
Write us back and tell us the story. Just don't wait all those years.
Coming up next, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
So you know that The Odyssey dropped this week in theaters from Christopher Nolan, this epic movie, almost 3 hours long. And the previews, meaning the early screenings, brought in like $15 million.
My dad is coming home. Bringing vengeance.
They say that it's like, wait, this thing that we were all introduced to in high school, if you were introduced to the epic poem, is now the blockbuster of the summer.
Yeah, but
the
in high
previews
school,
so far have beat out the Michael Jackson biopic.
You were forced to read it for a grade. Now you can go and enjoy it on the screen.
Or maybe you can go experience it for the first time if it was never really introduced to you.
Well, that's true, too.
Hand raised over here. So here's what... it's true. You can laugh, but we didn't get into that. I know nothing about The Odyssey, except that it's like gods and monsters, right? And a whole life trial. So it's Christopher Nolan. So he is ambitious. They say that all of the camera effects pay off. This beautiful sweeping score.
It was shot in IMAX,
too. Try to see it in IMAX if you can. If you can't see it in IMAX, they say you're losing a lot. So try to, if you're booking it, try. And it's a heavy cast, and the acting is superb. Tom Holland, Zendaya, Robert Pattinson, Matt Damon, of course, Charlize Theron. They say it's masterful, and some of the critics are giving it a 5 out of 5 stars.
Wow. I'm no longer sure I even remember it.
I don't, from high school. We were saying earlier in national parks so that you don't get like launched by a bison, which happened this week. We all saw Mr.
McDaniel.
It looks
cooler than it feels.
I'm sure.
It doesn't look cool.
Well, that, you know what I mean. I'm glad he's not. I mean, he broke his leg in 3 places. I'm just saying.
I'm with Murphy. It looked cool.
That's why it went viral. That's why it went viral, because people are like, whoa. You know,
it
would
have gone viral even if you didn't see the launch. But I know. Sam said there's already a T-shirt for the launch.
Oh, yeah.
Well, every news website you go to, it's frozen, that freeze frame of him in the shape of an X.
You know what, too? There's even an AI video of it. He's chasing the bison.
Okay, I don't want to see that.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
Nobody needs that. Yeah. We were saying you have to stay away. Is it 75 feet to 150 feet from all wild animals in national parks? That's the recommendation. And then we touched on the fact that in the Grand Canyon, the number one animal incident, squirrel bites. Like the Grand Canyon, the most dangerous things there are mountain lions and rattlesnakes. Rattlesnakes is what I was looking for when I was in the Grand Canyon.
I would be careful.
I was freaking out.
Any reason to worry about scorpions?
I mean, sure.
Yeah, and that donkey ride down the ledge.
They wouldn't let me ride the donkey. I kind of didn't want to.
Because there were too many rattlesnakes.
Listen, squirrel bites are number one. The reason being, the visitors associate, oh, cute little squirrel, just like the cute little squirrel. But those are not cute little squirrels. They associate, they're aggressive, they're living in the wild, and they associate humans who go through the park as with food. Because you got trail mix, and you got all the things they can smell. And so those rodents associate you with food, and they are aggressive. They are not afraid of you. They don't duck and run when you come. They see you. They want your trail mix. People have had run-ins with squirrels a lot. And it is a concern because they, squirrel bites, they do have, some of them have rabies and things like that.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, I don't want to, you know.
So Murphy really doesn't want to go hiking in the Grand Canyon.
I don't want to, I don't want to be launched by a bison or bitten by a squirrel, honestly, Jody. Yeah.
Just so you know.
And also, it's kind of lame. Oh, yeah, I got bit by a squirrel at the Grand Canyon.
It's not
lame. I got launched by a bison.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some so-called SUVs feel more like toys. You need a real vehicle that'll handle real life. A real SUV, like the all-new 2027 Kia Seltos. With its best-in-class interior room, it'll make the others feel like toys. Check out the new 2027 Kia Seltos X-Line. It's real-world ready. Kia, movement that inspires. Limited inventory available. Comparison based on publicly available data regarding cargo room in 2026 entry all-wheel drive CUVs as of May 2026. Entry all-wheel drive CUV class as defined by Kia segmentation.